Welcome back to Teaching Smarter, the podcast for educators who want to deepen learning beyond the task list. I'm Iris, your host, and today we're talking about reflection, specifically structured reflection after a team project, presentation, or classroom event. Too often, students finish a project and immediately move on. The learning ends at the deadline. But research shows that when students pause to reflect, they consolidate skills, recognize growth, and uncover lessons they might have missed. One of the simplest and most effective ways to guide that process is the 5W1H framework. This framework consists of only 5 questions: who, what, where, when, why, and how. Let's walk through how to use this simple routine in your classroom. Step 1. Assign reflection questions. After a project or event, maybe a group presentation, a community initiative, or a collaborative experiment, set aside just 5 minutes to introduce reflection prompts. These aren't the usual "how did it go?" questions. They're structured to help students analyze the experience from multiple angles. Here are some examples you can use. Who benefited from this project? What did we do well? Where did challenges or problems arise? When did we work most effectively as a team? Why did we choose the method we used? How will we do it differently next time? You don't need to use all 6 questions every time. Pick 3 or 4 that make the most sense for the project or context. This simple structure helps students shift from "we finished" to "we learned." Step 2. Individual or group reflection. Next, give students about 10 minutes to respond. They can reflect individually, writing in a journal or completing a reflection sheet, or in small groups, discussing their insights and taking shared notes. Both options work beautifully. If your goal is self-awareness, keep it individual. If you want to strengthen collaboration and communication, go with group reflection. The key is to move beyond "did we do a good job?" and explore the how and why behind the experience. Step 3. Share takeaways. After the reflection time, bring the class back together. Give each student or group a chance to share 1 short insight with the class. This should take about 5 minutes. You might ask something like, "What is one lesson you'll take into your next project?" That simple question often sparks meaningful discussion. When one team shares a challenge or success, others start to see parallels and patterns in their own work. Reflection becomes contagious. Students might even start wanting to improve. Let's look at a few practical examples from different subjects. In a STEM classroom, imagine students have just completed a robotics competition. Their reflection might look like this. Who contributed most to the problem-solving phase? What technical challenges did we overcome? Why did some designs fail, and how could we fix them next time? This helps students connect teamwork, design thinking, and resilience, essential skills for engineering and technology. In history or social studies, students might reflect after a role-play debate or civic engagement project. They could ask questions like, "Whose perspective was hardest to represent and why? What evidence shaped our arguments? How might historical context change our modern conclusions?" In language arts, reflection might follow a collaborative writing or literature discussion. Students could ask, "Whose voice stood out in our story or discussion? Why did certain interpretations resonate more than others? How did we handle disagreement in interpretation?" And in the arts, after a group performance or exhibition, reflection questions might include, "What creative choices worked well? Why did some ideas resonate more strongly with the audience? How can we push our expression further next time?" Across all these examples, the same 5W1H logic applies. It encourages curiosity, critical thinking, and a growth mindset, no matter the discipline. Reflection is not about closing a project. It's about opening the door to better learning next time. When students regularly practice structured reflection using this framework, they build self-awareness, team communication skills, and a mindset of continuous improvement. So next time your class wraps up a project, don't just grade it, reflect on it. That's where learning becomes lasting. Thanks for listening to Teaching Smarter. For a downloadable 5W1H reflection template, check out our Reflection Nuggets toolbox. Until next time, keep teaching, keep questioning, and keep reflecting.